Blog Talk Radio.
Feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Get the song in for us. Thanks to God out there. Do you know this is the most holiest time of the year? And I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Block Talk Radio, Bishop of the Undisputed Truth Ministry. And I want to welcome you in this holy time of the year. Before we get started tonight, I want to just encourage and remind you tonight, the bishop said, whatever you're doing, Papa TK, in this season. Hallelujah. Lord, don't do it without me. And that's your prayer today. I tell you, to God be the glory. We change management tonight on the radio, and glory to God. It works for me, and glory to God. There was a fight. Hallelujah. But God always steps in. I want you to say to yourself in your spirit, in every situation, hallelujah, you win. I want to encourage you tonight in every situation. We win. Amen. On behalf of Bishop Thurman A. Butler, First Lady Thelma Monroe Butler, and other Spirit of Truth Ministry family, we'd like to wish you a happy Easter. To God be the glory. That being the time of the year that we are in, we are going to go traditionally to the last seven sayings of Christ. Amen. I want to forewarn you tonight, it's going to be an expedited version. It's going to be all seven sayings. Most times, traditionally, we invite churches, we invite speakers for the last seven sayings. You may have even had it done in your church with all members of your church. But we are going to try to cover this in within this 1 hour. If you don't get fed all you want, hallelujah, I encourage you to do it in your devotional time. My last encouragement and forewarning, get close to God this whole week. Make sure that you're in his will the whole week. Make sure that everything you do this week, you're led from your heart and spirit by God. Hallelujah. This is a week. And a time where the enemy will try to attack you. And if it's not, you're not moving through relationship with the Spirit, you could very well suffer. How about CK? Tragedy. Suffer an attack, fiery dart that will pierce your very soul. Amen. To God be the glory. Let us get into the Word of God today. Hey, man, we're going to write down the book of Luke, chapter 23, and verse 34. This is the first saying of the last seven sayings. Jesus utters, forgive them, Father, forgive them. Hallelujah. For they know not what they do. Quoting it from the expedited version. It's amazing that he would say that. Because the Father created every human. And God knows every human. But he reiterated from his position. And he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Somebody might tell you, well, of course they know what they're doing. They had to think of it first, carry it out second. Come on. They had to yield to it. Rather, it was from the enemy of themselves. So they know what they're doing. But Jesus was trying to give the revelation that went beyond man. It went beyond the thought of a man's mind. It went beyond the heart, the desire of a man. He said they don't know because it hasn't been revealed. Something you'll never know if God doesn't reveal it to you. Something you'll never understand unless God reveal it. How about C.A.? He said, everything that they're doing, they don't understand and they don't know. He's not saying that they don't have a man's understanding. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, they have no understanding. See, because the enemy is a deceiver. Not only is he a liar, he's a deceiver. And he'll have you to think you understand. How about C.A.? And it'll seem like you do. And you'll find many witnesses. For broad is the gate, and wide is the way that leads to destruction. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way where you're going to reach God. And through there be that finding. You see? There's a way that seems right unto a man. But the way thereof is death. So you'll have a multitude of people cheering you on, pushing you on, saying amen to be God. He said, forgive them. But it was the Sanhedrin court. It was the Christians of that day. Hallelujah. It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. And they had great influence over the multitude of people. And they devised a plan that everybody thought was right. And they took him to the proper authorities. And even when the proper authorities seemed better than them, or at least felt that there was no cause, he washed his hands of it. And they yet called for the murderer and crucified our Lord. Well, thanks be to God that Jesus, let me clarify here, all one, note that's a different teaching. So I must say Christ, we're going to talk about Christ and the Father. Okay? That's a whole different teaching for the Trinity of God. For those of you who don't believe, I'd love to explain it to you. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. They were doing the best thing they could ever, but they had their own reasons. Let's move on. He said, Father, forgive them, so they know not what they do. He told, but what I say unto one, hallelujah, I say unto all. So he was talking even to those who he had just prayed for. He said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. Paradise is Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom where was the place that Jesus, after laying down his life, hallelujah, the enemy still had the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Meaning, when an individual died, he had the passageway blocked to God. He never had authority to block that. There was no death. But when Adam and Eve submitted their will, how about C.A., to the enemy, It gave him the authority. We call them the keys. But he yet cannot touch God's people. So when, even when God's people died, he had them locked to get them back to God. Hallelujah. But he couldn't touch them. You ought to know today, he can't touch you, even in death. Hallelujah. So when a righteous man died, he went to Abraham's bosom. Y'all know the story, with the great gulf in between, where the man asked, can he stick his finger in water and cool his tongue? See, that was all in the same place. Because anybody that died, soul was captive from sin, Adam and Eve. And he threw Jesus right in there with the rest of the righteous. Hallelujah. But Jesus had already prophesied that today, hallelujah, thou shalt be with me in paradise. We know the story. He went in hell. He made a show of them openly, triumphing in it. Stripped them of all power. How about CK? He rose and all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. We know when he ascended, he first descended to the lower parts of the earth. How about CA? Abraham's bosom. When he made a show openly, he didn't just free the people. He took the whole place. Took it and put it under the altar of God. It's paradise. Now when the righteous die, absent in the body, it's present with the Lord. But you don't go into glory. You got to wait for us. That's alive and remain to be caught up. How about the chaos? But paradise is now under the altar of God. They took the authority back. Last point I'm going to make. This man on the cross, how about CA, that humbled himself and asked for forgiveness, asked to be brought into the kingdom. It doesn't depict in the Bible his life and how he lived it. But that's to let us know it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how long it took for you to come. How about CA? It doesn't matter, hallelujah, even on your deathbed, to God be the glory. How about CK? He can say, today you'll be with me. I encourage anyone, keep your faith, because that's what's going to connect you. And he says, you'll be with me in paradise. After he uttered those words, he looked down into the crowd. He seen his mother, Mary. Woman, behold my son. Let me understand. How about this? His appreciation. If you look at it, I mean, there's a lot of ways to approach the word of God, as long as you stay in proper context. And most times you look at it a little different. But I want to look at it tonight as him encouraging, how about CA, his mother. Things that were said to her, the Bible declares, she pondered in her heart. The things that the angel said to her at the Immaculate Conception, meaning at the time when the angels appeared to her and told her she's pregnant with Jesus. How could that be? I know not a man. She pondered so many things that God ministered to her in her heart. And I'm sure at that point, her flesh me person. And God is not going to show you everything. And you're going to get in places in your life where you question God. When you question situations, when you question things that occur in your life. And he told her, don't turn your head. Don't hold your head down. It's time to have joy, thanks to God. It's time to think that you have this. Oh, I can't say that one yet because that's coming. How about CA? Her time to behold the Son. If you can see Jesus in every situation, how about this? If you can have faith in every situation, if you look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, in every situation, you acknowledge him. You'll see that he's going to direct your path, and it's going to become plain. He said, woman, behold your son. Because he knew he was going to make it better. He knew that he was going to make it clear. He knew that if he would just behold him, she was going to see something that may be hurting her right now. She was going to go through something that may be through her right now. How about C.A.? But he knew 3 days later. Come on, talk to me, champions. He knew 3 days later. How about C.A.? He was going to meet him at the tomb. Because of what she witnessed there, she knew she was going to do the ritual after death rituals. But he knew that he was going to rise. You see? A lot of people say, oh, he was even telling her, behold thy son. Like giving the rest of the apostles to surgical care. That's the Catholicism way of seeing it. Catholic. How about C.A.? He wasn't exalting her over every mankind. How about C.A.? He was telling her, look to full understanding. Keep your eyes on me. Thou shalt keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. So he says, behold, thy son. Remember, this is the expedited version. He had just his mother. He began to focus in on the mission. He began to connect to the mission. He began to focus for the final transitions to create, to connect man to God, to lay a foundation. Meaning, he began to take on the sins of the world. How about this? I don't know if I should even tie this natural thing into it, but it just hit my spirit. Huh? We know that the George Floyd trial is going on. Many of you maybe watched it, but it's, many of you remember, glory be to God. How about this? It's heart-wrenching, but we remember that one of the last things he said. Huh? But mama! That just hit my spirit. Throw that in. She was the last natural person that he addressed. And he told her, behold me. After he finished, he locked into the mission. Submitted himself to death. He said, no man take my life. He said, I'll lay it down. And if I lay it down, I got power to pick it back up. Hallelujah. So he was done. Mama, last person addressed naturally. And when he began to take on the sins of mankind, the most important thing and the first thing he noticed and addressed when he took off sin, my God, woo, glory to God, why hast thou forsaken me? How about to you? It was his first time filling the Holy Ghost. How about to you? It was his first time, glory to God, not being able, glory of God. He had took on sin, and sin separates from the Spirit. And I'm not talking about you're not saved anymore for all the religious people, but you're not in the Spirit. Oh, well, can God, glory to God, God is God, and God part of sin. And you need to understand and stop telling people that God won't talk to them. God don't hear them. God won't use them. God, all men was in the deepest, darkest part of sin with no way out. The Bible declared, even when they were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Man was separated from God. They was forsaken. They were never forsaken, but they were separated. So when he said, why hast thou forsaken me? He's not saying that God saw him, that God wasn't going to deal with him. He was talking about the void he felt. In his spirit. And you know when you miss God, you feel it. So that's a good thing that God established in the spirit. So that we would know. The Bible declares you have an unction from the Holy Ghost. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about the ability to know when the spirit is speaking. Y'all don't hear me yet. They're talking about the ability to know when God is teaching. They know about the ability when somebody is praising and God is in the praise. They know the ability when somebody's in the flesh and it ain't God. So you have an unction of the Holy Ghost. And you need it not that man teach you. How about the A? But that very spirit that's inside of you will teach you all things. That don't mean be disobedient. Don't come to Bible study. That means the Holy Ghost. How about CA? The comforter will lead and guide you. And what Jesus just said lets us know, we'll know when the spirit back off. Sin causes that. Now, this is the expedited version. I really wish I could talk about sin for a second. Because Jesus either died for sin or he didn't. We know he did. We know he paid it all. We know he was the atonement. How about see that? We know he was the Lamb of God. So the church must start teaching the truth about sin and not be afraid. Can't be afraid for people to understand the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God. If you talk about sin from those positions, then a Christian will understand flesh, sin, error. When Jesus said, why hast thou forsaken me? He was saying, even though he has taken care of sin. Look at Romans 8 and 3. What the spirit, but the word could not do. How about sin? And that it was weak. God's word is never weak. And what they were actually talking about was the word he gave to Moses on Mount Sinai that he wrote with the finger of God. He didn't write no weak word. Pass the word through the prophets over the years. Right down to the Bible you read today. God's word is not weak. But Romans 8 says what the word could not do. And that it was weak through the flesh. That's the problem. Flesh has to carry out the word. The word ain't weak. But it can't do what God intends it to do when we let flesh get in the way and not feel the separation. He said, what the word cannot do, that it was weak through the flesh. God sent in his son to take care of that problem. In the likeness of simple flesh, and for sin. God didn't send Jesus for nothing else. He didn't send him for judgment. He sent him for sin. So somebody got to tell me something when they don't understand sin's position with his children. And for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. Why? That we might be the righteousness of God. So your righteousness don't come from you sinning or not. And I'm not preaching weakness. I'm teaching what won't refuse to be taught to his children. Why did he even come? Why are we in this holy time of the year talking about the last seven sayings that he uttered? Because we need to know truth. And it's in the word. Y'all know where I'm going. And if it's in the word, it's undisputed. We have to yield to it. Ain't no need in trying to get around it. You have to learn about sin. 50-60 English word, I believe it is, from archery. When you miss the whole target, the arrow can fly forever into eternity to never connect with God. That's what sin is, miss the mark. So Jesus came to connect you when you miss. And you have to be taught how to. To God be the glory. Why hast thou forsaken me? Because he took on sin. He took on man's sin. He had to take on man's sin to fix the problem. Some people might say, well, why didn't God just make another Adam? God is sovereign. God has a plan. And God don't work things that way. He could, but he had already set things in motion. He told him, I'll put angels around the tree of life, lest thou eat from the tree and live forever. See? Meaning, I'm not going to shift and make another Adam with the first Adam. That's where I'm going before I move on. God, you'll have to make another you. God will fix you. He'll fix me. He'll make it another vessel while it's yet the same vessel if we yield to the Spirit. You got to recognize when God is close to you, you have to recognize when he backs off of you. Why hast thou forsaken me? As he uttered those words, he was starting to go through transition onto the Savior. How about TK Babo? He said, I thought, is any thirsty people left in the world for God? I'm not just talking about being on fire. I'm not just talking about loving to go to church. I'm not talking about loving that you change your life. I'm not talking about that you got new clothes. I'm not talking about you got blessed with a new car. I'm talking about thirst. Habasia. He realized. Habasia. He didn't have the help that he always had. Thirst is a desire to have something quenched. Do you believe Jesus was thirsty for? What do you believe he wanted quenched? How about the eight? The spirit that just left him. He said, I'm thirst. We thirst to get this done. Completing Calvary Cross. But he also thirsts to walk in the Spirit again. Anybody thirsty to go higher? Are you thirsty to fill him for real? Are you thirsty to manifest the glory? Are you thirsty to manifest the power? Are you satisfied with a status quo walk? A lukewarm Christian. A hypocritical life in God. You're being a man, please. Are you worried about people examining your relationship? So you're altering it? So many people alter their relationship because they don't know how to explain their relationship with God. You know that it's God. You ought to be like Elijah the prophet and stand alone and proclaim, this is God. You think Job was worried about what those people were saying? Did you really think Job, how about Chakal, was worried about accusations? Job worried about his wife. The only thing that meant something to him besides God. And when the people, I would say, of the situation turned her, it's the only thing he addressed. He said, you don't sound like my wife. I want to encourage some people today. Know that it's God. Connect with God. Keep your eyes on God. Glory to God. And thirst for God. You know, somebody thirsts and they get a glass of water. It quenches the thirst. You're thirsty for God. The more thirsty you are, the more of him you'll get. Well, how do you know that, Bishop? It's in the word. It's a promise. He that hunger and thirst. Qualification. Criteria. The criteria promises shall be filled. You can't get more hungrier and more thirstier than God will meet. How about CA? Shouting don't mean you thirsty. Preaching don't mean you thirsty. Because a lot of people stop at their limit. I can't take no more. I won't take no more. I've done all I can. See, that's not thirst. There's no limit. Because the more you thirst, the more you get filled, and the thirst continues. But these first five sayings was the process that he had to go through. He looked through all of them. Those first five sayings was everything he was created to do. These last two sayings, champions, paradigm shift. Hey, glory to God. His spirit shifted. How about into victory? His spirit shifted, hallelujah, into completion. He went into Habata. This is the expedited version. This is just in this way, not theoretically, but hallelujah, revelational, revelatory. He shifted almost in my spirit to the praise Habata in his heart. Even after, glory to God. Yeah, took on sin. Even after he felt the effects of being separated and thirst to get back. How about you? I believe when he spoke this sixth saying, how about, it was a joy in his heart. Y'all know what he said. He said, it is finished. Woo, good God Almighty. Meaning that the devil couldn't stop me. Woo. Meaning that I made it thus far. I'm talking to the champions tonight. I'm talking to the overcomers tonight. Come on. I'm talking to the survivors tonight. Come on. You ain't all the way done, but thank you, dear. Thank God that you finished some of the things you had to go through. Do you thank God that he brought an end to some things you was in? You ought to thank God each completion that God does in your life. Oh, that's worthy of a praise right there. How about CK? That's worthy of another praise. Are you praising God? Are you think your trial is still lasting forever? Time in your life, child of God? Well, you need to recognize when the Spirit moves or when it's over. But you got to make sure. Not your strength, God's strength. Not your will, but God's will. See, not you, your decision, but God's decision. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew he had completed the task. Woo! Man, I got real thirsty, but guess what? I completed the task. I got real lonely, but I completed the task. Y'all don't hear me today. I was hurting, cried many nights. But I completed the task. Oh, glory to God. Some things it's hard to go through. Your eyes on Jesus. Some things it's hard to understand. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, something you might even not see come to pass. Keep your eyes on Jesus. So you can know when it's finished. He didn't want sorrow. It's 20. Let me hang my head down. Okay. No. He said, it's done. He said, Satan, you're a liar. I took authority over you. And I got one more judgment to come back and handle with you. But for the reason that I came, it's finished. He completed the task to condemn sin. So don't forget, you got to go look it up. Understand the mission. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Keep your faith. Shall not perish. Not whoever don't make a mistake. We was in deeper sin than you in now. It's not according to your life. It's not what you do. It's what Jesus done. I'm not preaching weakness. Anybody that wants an excuse will find an excuse. I'm talking to those who's hungry and thirsty. Well, you can stay connected if you believe. You can stay connected with faith. Faith becomes reality. Faith will have a witness in the spirit. He said, it's finished. I've reconnected, man. Is there any other kind of way we need to hear it? It's finished. Some of us can't accept that Jesus did it. We're running around trying to get praise like it was us. Oh, I prayed for them. I've been praying for you. Was Jesus leading you? Because you probably don't want no reward from man. People that's trying to be, you have your reward. The Lord, only thing in mind was the souls of man. That's all that meant, anything. So he said, it's finished. When you know, hallelujah, that you know that you know, you've been led by God. You, anytime you may have felt like you missed him, you was quick to seek him and quick to make it right. You'll know it's finished. Most times ready to give it to Jesus. Or we haven't given it to Jesus. Because we pick it back up. You need to understand. You need to ask God, why? What's going on? Got to stay connected. Because you know the timing of God. You know the seasons of God. He said, it's finished. I gave my all. I've done all I can do. You know, I coached basketball for a long time, you know. And J.R. Smith, first basketball coach, but I used to say something, how about the that I've heard from other coaches. They said, leave it all out there on the court. Don't hold nothing back. Give all of you. And I want to encourage somebody tonight. Never say it's finished if you haven't given all you have. How about giving all you got? Giving all your strength. You're not reading your Bible. You're not praying. You're not praising. When situations come, you haven't done your part. But if you give your all, how about y'all? Then you know when something's finished. Last point, case in point. Jesus said, why beholdest thou the mote that's in your brother's eye? And you have a beam in your eye. I'm sure this is the revelation of the scripture. First, cast out the beam out of your eye. Then you can see clearly. You know what he's saying? Once you know you've given your very, very all, you'll be able to see clearly when God says go, when God says move, when God says give, when God, see, you got to see clear in the spirit. But we got to move everything out of the way. You got to give all. You can't hold on to certain things and think that you understand why you lost the game. You left, you kept some energy. How about this? But if you gave it all, you may have been the game saver. Some of us give up too soon if you haven't given your all. Some of us move right before the blessing comes for not giving. Our Lord knew he gave it all. He gave it all. So you know what he said? It's finished. It's finished, no doubt. I did everything. How about see? That had to be done. After saying that, he said, God Almighty, haha, now that it's done. Into thy hand. My God, I commend my spirit. I can hear God say it, son, job well done. Jesus was saying, I'm giving myself back to you. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Even though I've taken on the sin of man, I'm giving myself back to you for the task we got to do next. You see? When you commend yourself to God, hallelujah, you win in every situation. When you commend yourself to God, the angels of God celebrate. If a sinner comes to God, celebration going on. Know why? They commended their hands to Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. That was the last saying of Jesus. What a typology. Those that are last shall be first. What did he say that for? First shall be last shall be first. Because I want to let you know. He was speaking that because he was going to glory. It was time to go. But you can say that at the beginning. That's all. Just a little revelation. At the beginning or any other time, you ought to look to God and say, into my hands, I commend my spirit. And we ought to be looking to be connected not only at death. Y'all don't hear me. We'd be looking to be anointed not only at death. We should be looking to be changed not only at death. How about the eight? You can, any time or the beginning of your walk, say, Lord, into thy hand, I commend my spirit. Is anybody, because this could be the day right now. Good God Almighty, I'm talking about beyond anything you ever experienced. I'm talking about beyond anything you ever imagined. I'm talking about beyond any place you ever been. Oh, good God Almighty, right, and all the sin you ever been, none of that matters. You can say, into thy hands. I commend my spirit. Meaning I've given up. Receive me. That's what he was saying to God. I'm coming home. Good God Almighty. You don't have to die to go home and be with God. You just have to commend your spirit. Champions, I thank you for coming on tonight. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Amen, child of God. Happy Resurrection Day. You know, they call it Easter. See, it's not about religion. Somebody say Happy Easter to you or something. Don't get all sanctified and sanctimonious on them. We know they're talking about resurrection. Oh, it's Resurrection Day. This ain't it. It's the death. I don't see y'all. you can commend your spirit. Things like that won't even bother you. You know why? You commended. You connected. And none of that matters. It's the soul that matters. And then, God, we just want to be in your corner. We just want to, if you want to make you a champion, so every fight, you have people in your corner. Every boxer has people in their corner. And if you never lose, you are undisputed champion. And that's what we want to do, but we only want to do it through the Word of God. Because if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. And I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, host of MCI Block Talk Radio tonight. And I want to bless you in Jesus' name for coming on. Amen. I want to let somebody know that if we've been a blessing to you, you can sow into the ministry. I normally don't say a lot, but I don't want you to miss your blessing. I have to give you an opportunity to be led by the Spirit of God to bless the ministry and yourself. And we reach that dollar sign, Bishop B, on Cash App. You can mail it to 1921 Darby Town Road, Henrico, Virginia, 229. We'll bless you. If you need prayer, you have a prayer request, call in, write us, text us. Pastor McNeil is on Sunday mornings. You fix that six is Monday evening. Amen. Make this your church, MCI Black Talk Radio. If you don't have a church, why not? Let somebody cover you and be in your corner and talk tough times. Once again, God bless you tonight. Hope to see you again next week. Hope that you commend yourself to God. I hope you know that it's finished. How about you? I hope you know that he hasn't forsaken you. Amen? I want you to behold the Son, what he's done. Behold Jesus, it's done. Go ahead in paradise. You don't got to die now. You with him right now. And forgive everybody path that crossed your path. Love them, because love is stronger than the grave. Amen? God bless you tonight. Hope to see you next week in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, glory. Hallelujah.